Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. Don't forget to check out our website at www.bostonmobiledance.com. This podcast is sponsored by Boston Mobile Dance Studio, the studio that moves creatively. Okay, creative community, we are on the line with Diane Daniels with the Dimmick Center. How are you today, Diane?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking our phone call. Really excited. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I went to this event a couple of weeks ago at the Dimmick Center, and we conducted it. We did a dance, and we had a class. It was so fun, and Diane's going to talk more about it, but I just want to let you know I had such a fantastic time, and Diane really stuck out to me. You stuck out to me, Diane. You stood out to me, Diane, because we talked a lot about just how movement can affect wellness, you know, and how movement can impact us. So I was really excited about our conversation, and I was excited about our dance as well.
it was really great having you, Carl. We had a great time. I mean, right now, everyone is excited for when you're coming back again. Woo-hoo. That's a big talk. So it was wonderful and amazing. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Diane, tell us a little bit about what you do, like what your role is with the Dimmick Center.
Well, I'm the senior HR journalist here at Dimmock. I started here over a year ago, and I work with the Child and Family Department and also Behavioral Health, and basically supporting the VP of HR, just making sure that, you know, Dimmock is respected and, you know, everyone is really happy and content with what they're doing here at Dimmock.
I love it. I love it. And here's a question for you. As an individual in the corporate world, Diane, what are some situations that you believe that creativity might be necessary? Because that's our topic. We're talking about creativity, being creative in the work environment.
You know, one of the things I will probably, you know, there's a few things where creativity can really play in the workplace. And I think a lot of organizations sometimes struggle with this. It's about teamwork. One of the places we could be creative in, pretty much that's one of the biggest things. Improving and attracting and retaining quality employees, how we go about hiring, that's another good thing. Employee engagement is another creative way we can also do for creativity in the workplace. Because I think those are the area where people struggle because, again, the morale is low. People don't want to work. You know, I'm tired. I'm only here from 9 to 5 to do my job, and then I'm gone. So how can you get those employees to be more engaged? What creative way we can come up with to really get employees engaged? And one of the things is, which I tried was the wellness program that was implemented here at Dimmock. You know, a lot of employees came on board. They really liked it. It started with the wellness fair. And then, you know, just type creating different things going on. Like, for instance, we had March Madness. We started off with the 10,000 steps a day. Over 60 employees took part in that, which was wonderful. And now March is over. We have Spring into Action, which means when you came here on that Thursday, you did that dance movement class 101.
Yes.
We have Walk Wednesdays, 1 mile walk around Dimmock, which is great. So just finding creative ways to get employees engaged and, you know, build morale.
I love it. I love it. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you talking about the fair that you had. And you have, what I love about even what you said is you have different themes. You're creative with it, Diane. I don't,
yeah.
You know, even the people I've interacted with, I don't see that. And it seems like the creativity with it and making the themes makes it more exciting as opposed to saying, just, okay, we're going to exercise today. You added some flavor to it, so to speak.
Yes. You have to, because the whole idea, you got to make it different. Because after, it's like a relationship. You get bored if you do the same thing over and over again.
That's
true. You got to find creative ways to make your relationship better. You got to find creative ways to make your workplace better. You got to find creative ways to keep employees engaged. So, for instance, again, a Spring into Action is finishing, so we're going to have Zumba in the Yard for May. So, you know, one-time event, Zumba in the Yard. So you got to find creative ways to get people to always keep employees engaged.
I love it. I love it. And here's another question. Can you tell us about one experience or one recent situation where, like, you've used creativity and or you use creativity to overcome, like, a particular obstacle? Like,
well, I'm going to go to my job where I work part-time at Ann Taylor. So I would probably say one of the things we have to do at Ann Taylor, we really have to really incorporate sending credit cards to clients as they come in. But I always struggle, you know, there's times we really do good at getting someone to get a credit card. Either would you like to open a credit card? It's easy, and there's times you struggle. So this one day I came in, I thought about it coming on, I said, how am I going to get a credit card open today? So what I did basically when the clients came in, I really introduced myself. I said, how can I help you? I talk about the new line that we have at Ann Taylor. I talk about the sale. I said, if you need any help, my name is Diane Daniel. And I said, how about I follow up with you within 10 minutes once you finish walk the store in case you have any questions. By doing that, be more engaged in the talking to the client. And then I even asked them, what colors do you like? You know, and by asking them what colors do you like, I pulled the different colors, styles of clothes we had in Ann Taylor to show them. I kind of matched them, the shirt with the pants, pull out the shoes. I kind of find a creative way that I was modeling those clothes for them. By doing that, I got the client to buy quite a few pieces and in the end was able to open a credit card.
Awesome. So you kind of engage with the client and you kind of help them to see, you ask them questions, one, but you kind of help them to see what they might be looking for.
Yes, exactly. Because sometimes we have a tendency when we walk into a store, we just walk around and we walk out the door because we feel that they don't have what we're looking for.
Yeah.
But by engaging the client and pulling out different pieces of clothes and showing them, this is what this item looked good with this, and if you put this piece to match with it, how beautiful it would look. So sometimes by using colors makes a difference. Finding creative ways to just pull little pieces, because sometimes what a client might not think works really works.
Yeah.
So using your creative ideas, putting pieces together and showing them. And that's how I got creative,
I love it. And you got to think on your feet.
And that's one other thing. You got to think on your feet. Not in everything you do, you got to think on your feet.
That's true.
So even here at Dimmock, I have to think on my feet. And Taylor got to think up because you never know what's going to come. So you always have to be ready.
That's true. I appreciate that. And so here's a question, too. Going back to the Dimmock Center, like, in your opinion, what has been the best activity for you thus far? Like, the best activity to kind of get people creative and well and get people motivated?
Honestly speaking, I will have to say the wellness program has been one of my fun things that I've done here at Dimmock. Just really, it helped me to get to know employees. It helped me to get to know their likes and dislikes. And it also helps me, by looking at their likes and dislikes, it helps me kind of want to figure out a way, how can I make you enjoy what you're doing here at work and enjoy, be a part of this wellness program. You know, so every day the people come into my office and talk about the different challenges, they like the challenges, they like the wellness, when is the next challenge coming up. So that really is one of the joyous thing I have to say here at Dimmock, just implementing the wellness program and getting employee engaged into it.
I love it. That is awesome. And here's one last question I have for you, Diane.
Yes.
Do you find that dance and movement, of course I have to ask this question, do you find that dance and movement help you to develop your creative potential?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to be honest. It's a silly question, Carl, because, you know, dance is always good. It's creative. You know, sometimes even when I'm home and I'm washing the dishes, I'm dancing. I'm listening to my music and I'm dancing. You know, even on the bus, I take the bus and I take the train and I put my music on. You know what? It's also relaxing.
Yes.
You know, after a hectic day, you don't want to listen to anyone. You put that music, it's a calming, smoothing thing. So music and dancing combined together, absolutely.
I love it. And at this time, I wish we had like a video footage we could show of you having a good time at that event a couple of weeks ago. You were cutting up a rug.
I know.
Well, Diane, thank you so much for your time. And here's a quick question too. Like, if people wanted to learn more about the Dimmock Center, like, what where would they go? Like, do you have a website and what's your contact information?
Yes, we do. If they want to know more about the Dimmock Center, they just could just Google the Dimmock Center, www.dimmock.org. Pretty much. Also, if you take the train or take the bus, you know, you come up at Jackson Station, you take the 22 or the 29 or the 44 from Jackson Station up Columbia Ave, and right there's Dimmock Center. Or you could take the 42 bus on Washington Street, and the Dimmock Center Street is right there. So we're really in the center of Roxbury, really great organization, doing wonderful things for the community. I've learned a lot working here, and I'm so appreciative to just be a part of this organization.
I love it. I love it. Well, Diane, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for taking time out of your day to do this interview.
You're very welcome, and thank you, Carl. Can't wait for the next dance movement.
Can't wait for the next one. I'll see you soon.
All right, then. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. Don't forget to visit us at www.bostonmobiledance.com. Don't forget to move creative.